Mike Lerner, you have been producing documentaries internationally for 25 years. What drew you to this topic?
Well, what wouldn't draw you to the topic? I mean, we were drawn, you know, visually at first. You know, images of them appeared in the British press, in particular the Red Square action photograph, which is just an iconic and immediately interesting proposition. And obviously, as filmmakers, we're on the lookout for interesting stories. And then once they'd been arrested for the cathedral action, you knew this was going to be quite a big story. And then as it continued to grow, as they continued to pursue these charges, the trial went forward, international attention grew. You know, it obviously has mushroomed into one of the big stories of the decade, really. Every month, really, somehow the story changes direction. And, you know, whether it's, you know, Masha and Nadia's appeals, or, you know, last week Miss Russia came out in support of them. Not a week goes by when some element of the story doesn't develop.
Maxim Pozdorovkin, how did you get drawn into this topic?
Well, Mike and I were friends, and I grew up in Moscow, and so in a way, everything that I'm interested in and love was sort of in this story, in terms of he's playing punk rock bands, and in graduate school I worked on a lot of avant-garde Russian art and kind of movements, sort of art movements that the Pussy Riot based themselves after and see themselves as continuing, so a lot of kind of performance art and Russian avant-garde art. It started from there, and also just being at the trial and being really amazed by essentially how they handled themselves in this situation.
How close were you to them? Did you ever have access to the three women?
It's remarkable that it has ended up being such an intimate thing, because no, we didn't really have any access. The only contact we had was in the bail hearing and not even in court. But what our great fortune was that the state television decided to, or the state decided to cover the trial and film the trial. So, you know, we very much wanted to make a film where the voices of these three women are the content of the film. And the fact that this stuff was filmed so well as well, because normally it's just some bloke with a VHS camera at the back of the room and you get what you get, but they really did kind of do a great job on it and allows their personalities to come through, and it is as though they're directly addressing you, and they did in a way use the trial as an opportunity to communicate their beliefs and their values, which is, again, it's an extraordinary turn of events, really. They really turned the trial into their own performance, I think.
I'm curious, one statement that was made about the trial as relates to your film is that the trial transformed the face of Russian society forever.
Well, I think nothing will be the same again. You know, they've sort of, the cat is out the bag in a way, in terms of, you know, feminist issues and this church-state thing. I mean, now, in a way, the argument and the issue is out in the open, and I think a whole generation of younger Russians will probably, hopefully, feel a degree more freedom or to explore these ideas and perhaps ask questions and challenge things in ways they didn't before. I mean, that remains to be seen. Of course, the opposite is true, that given the harsh sentences they receive, people are reluctant to stage these kind of unauthorized protests and things like that. But I think psychologically, the psyche of Russia has changed because of this story, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of can't undo it, and the fact that they made such a large swath of the population discuss them and discuss, you know, even if they were misunderstood, sort of say their name, discuss their ideas. And a lot of times, I mean, Russia is a more conservative country, and even though a lot of people still come down as being against them and against what they did, there is probably a transformative effect in just by the very fact of discussing it and kind of taking on the issue.
And of course, you know, internationally that's true. And I think we are living through a new wave of militant feminism around the world. And I think, not that they started that, but they've certainly been a great inspiration for a lot of that. So I think their influence in Russia is one thing, but I think their legacy internationally is, I think, lasting and huge. I think it's a kind of, it's a seminal moment in feminist politics, I think.